Spectral Dreams. An excerpt from the novel Wereworlds by Roberta Burt Davis. Part 2. Venomir leaned forward in the pilot's chair, his golden eyes gleaming with wanton desire as he gazed into the murky ocean depths all around them. They'd parked long enough on the ocean floor for sea life, fish and sea snakes to take interest in the ship's smooth surfaces and the muted sounds emanating from inside the armored hull. The creatures fled in a panic when the ship's engines roared and thrust the graceful body toward the sun's rays. The ship eased upward at first, gaining momentum until the choppy waves parted for her. Venomir watched the ascent with a savoring smile. The sight of sweet ocean water cascading away from cockpit windows that gleamed in the bright sunlight never ceased to thrill him. How he loved to feel the Jacobite shudder around him as engines thrust her upward, even if it was into daylight, leaving his precious aquatic haven behind. He'd spent enough time enjoying the icy water flowing through his gills. It had rejuvenated him, allowing him to endure the rigors of dry land and breathing thin air through his lungs. He remained in his true form for now, his green skin still glistening from seawater, long webbed fingers caressing the guidance controls. "Steady now, air-breathing engines ready. Jump to hyperspace as soon as we clear the atmosphere." "Aye, boss," said Moradin from her seat to his right. Having little time for maintenance lately, she sounded more like a cyborg today, her artificial extremities whining beneath living muscle tissue and skin. Her face revealed more than typical disdain, a tempered scowl darkening her icy blue eyes. "Have you located them on long-range scanners yet?" Venomir asked. Moradin glanced to one of the many heads-up displays stretched across their screens. "I found Slade's cargo ships easily. His main starships are cloaked, but this ship can sense them. Barely." The corners of her tense mouth twitched upward. "Such a fine mistress of stars and sea." Venomir stroked the bulkhead. "Slade will always seek to reclaim her. We must finish with him and his crew and rescue Vanessa if they have not corrupted her." His gaze shifted to Moradin, who glanced back, her face unreadable to most except him. His voice shifted to a curious, prying tenor. "You sympathize for them." She opened her mouth to reply, but clamped it shut, welcoming the intrusion of breaking waves splashing against their hull. "Engaging hover mode and flight configuration. Give her a nudge." The Jacobite lurched free of the choppy ocean's weight as frothy water steamed from every dip and crevasse of the powerful ship, while her main thrusters made the waters churn in manic swirls as she rose into the sky. Even inside, the crew heard the roar of raw power needed to break from the ocean's hold. Venomir gripped the controls with his fondest touch, feeling the rush of his small victory as he nodded to his co-pilot. The ship's main engines pushed them higher as the stabilizers trimmed to ease their climb through the salty air. The wind's attempt to push them off course failed as the wigs swept back and her shining, sleek profile smoothly shot through the atmosphere. Her engines sang like a grateful hawk escaping quicksand. "That idiot Slade," Venomir scoffed, "with all his proclaimed cunning, failed to catch us yet again. We still escaped." Just beyond the cockpit, a young crewman sat at the gunner's station, sad eyes staring at a picture of an older man with similar features. "Tell that to the 30 you left behind," he mumbled. "What was that from the plaintive masses?" Venomir called back. The young man quickly pocketed the picture.
I said, "Stellar, you gave them quite a ride, Captain."
"So tickled you approve. Now off to your duties, crewman," Moradin ordered. Venomir took command for the lurch into hyperdrive, eyes sharply skimming all displays. He watched the smog from the polluted martial law world fall beneath them, as does remnants of a bad dream. Once he put the attention-demanding chores of liftoff behind them, he turned to his co-pilot. Moradin, you realize what we must do?
Aye, came her level reply.
We can't take this ship into combat until someone fires upon us. Yet we must board Slade's ship, or somehow recapture him. Alas, you are marginally correct. The plan has altered. He checked to confirm the ship flew on autopilot. The helm is yours. Moradin nodded and rested her hands near the controls. Where to now? To the starship graveyard, he replied casually, and leaned back in comfort. Moradin's jaw slackened while her left eye twitched, drawing an amused half-grin from her captain.
On our homeworld? On Atlian? But every hunter and patrol is alerted to us. Boss, we have a crew, and we're on our own. In time, we can break the Guardian program and fully control this ship.
Why don't we just move on? Venomir shook his head.
Still, you dream, he said, and looked upon her with unusual empathy. Mora, we need a medic, since ours is... His voice hissed with fire and pain. Our Dr. Cruentius lies near death.
He flung his hands up, and when his body jerked, his thick, reed-like hair splattered water droplets all around him as he snarled.
Slade will pay for that. Do you think the deep aquatics can spit out a miracle and save our doctor?
Moradin gave him an indignant pfft under her breath and rubbed her eyes. Her posture tightened as she quietly said,
They saved me.
Venomir leaned over her as if dissecting a body.
Are you crying? You splashed seawater in my eye. Really now, can't you dry off?
Few could escape anger by using a scolding tone on him, but Venomir merely returned a humph and commented snidely,
Oh, that bothers you? I'm not aquatic like you.
Pity. Live with it. I prefer the moisture.
I'll say, she grumbled.
Venomir hissed and rubbed his hands for some odd minutes to reinforce his aloof demeanor before giving her a curt nod.
Oh, fret not. I know you need him too. I shall recruit a standby while Cruentius is recovering, if he does recover.
Noting her posture relaxing, he gazed about and fell silent. His eyes drifted nearly shut, unfocused as he scanned the minds around them to ensure that nobody was eavesdropping. Satisfied, he rose and shuffled through an overhead cabinet behind them to produce a pale amber decanter and goblets.
A toast. My mission is nearly complete. Returning to Atlian is no terrible threat to us. I must go to my old ship where she lies, waiting. He laughed. Mora, we fly the finest stealth technology built by our people and theirs. This ship can slip past the entire High Council and their bloodied hunters.
As you command, boss, Moradin replied in a passive tone.
Do you not recall how my sweet old ship hides mysteries and answers we need? This crew will not battle alone. My spies and allies will rendezvous with us, and Slade will follow us to his fate.
True, he is a bloodhound, Moradin commented.
Venomir chuckled, a raspy, disgruntling sound as he filled two goblets. They clicked glasses and drank in a silence that clashed with brooding and excited hopes. He resumed his seat and took a long draught, eyes smoldering, smile rapacious as he gazed into the swirling remnants of the potion.
Yet, there is one thing. How to snatch back my wayward Vanessa? We must try. If she will turn on the council, bravo! We shall demolish Slade's crew and their spirits all the swifter. If not, his voice lowered, no, she must rejoin us.
As for Slade?
Slade and I served together before we stole starships from each other. He is a true old-school hunter, relentless in the chase until he claims my life or I take his. Leave him to me. Venomir leaned forward in sudden earnest. We shall draw him to us, let their sensors see us, spur their hopes. He watched her jaw clench, then dart out of range. Wait. Let them writhe. Throw them another clue to tease them. Slade hates unsolved mysteries. He will come, and we shall keep him alive until no longer useful. His crew? Venomir sneered. Sacrificial. Moradin's cheeks twitched as she fought to keep her expression unconcerned, her eyes locked on the starlit blackness ahead.
I see the vernacular on long-range sensors.
Her tone sharpened, and she straightened in the seat.
Zered's mythos, too. There she is. And the cargo ships. They're on a direct course home, just like you said.
Venomir raised his glass in triumph. Ah, so the hunt begins. Remain cloaked. Merely close in and scan them. Then strike the lead ships. Test their shields. Downing his drink, he slapped on the attack protocols and bared his teeth in a hungering sneer. He ordered, "Now! Make them light their fires!" This story originally was published in the September 2013 anthology, The Moving Finger Writes, published by the Sacramento Suburban Writers Club.